Hi, this is Rose Cole with WellnessWithRose.com, and welcome to Wellness with Rose Radio. I have a guest with us today, and if you are suffering from knee pain, and actually any type of pain in your body, you want to pay very close attention to this segment because it's going to be a real eye-opener. I have Bill with me today, Bill Paravano, who has been teaching bodywork and martial arts for over 12 years. And he has a very, very special book that is all about getting to the root cause of pain. And this may be a complete paradigm shift for you. But just be open. Open your awareness and be open to other possibilities. Because I remember when I met Bill, there was a huge paradigm shift for me because I came from a background of people in my family having lots of pain in different areas of their body and thinking that medication was the only route. But as Bill is going to tell us here in a second, you can actually live pain-free without medication, with using really, really simple techniques. So, Bill, are you with us?
Yes. Hello, Rose.
Hi there. Can you turn up your phone maybe just a little bit? It's a little bit low.
A little bit low. Let me check something here.
Or maybe here.
Is this any better?
Yes, that is better. Thank you.
Okay.
So, welcome. Welcome to Wellness with Rose Radio.
Thank you.
And it's been about, what, a year now since we met first?
Yeah, about a year.
About a year. And so I remember meeting you, and you were kind of explaining to me a little bit about this technique. And I don't suffer from knee pain personally, but I have lots of my clients that do in my one-on-one practice and lots of family members that do. And it seems to be almost like an epidemic in this country, especially knee pain. And a lot of my family members just resort to taking pain medication. And I know what it does to the body. It affects your stomach. It affects your digestion, your absorption of nutrients. It can cause ulcers. You process it through the liver. I mean, pain medication and medication of all kinds has so many side effects. So I was really intrigued when you said you can actually get rid of knee pain permanently without medication and that you had done it yourself. So can you tell me a little bit about your personal story and how this all came about?
Absolutely. I do want to make a short disclaimer here. I do believe there are some instances when pain medication is necessary, and there are times when you can use it for a short period of time so you can get through those really difficult times with knee pain. However, what I'm going to be addressing more is more along the lines of the chronic use of that, of medications. That's something that I don't totally subscribe to, and how there are lots of things, there are lots of options that we have to be able to use with daily household things, exercises, liquids and nutrition that can help us through that place where, in a long-term basis, we're really going to be much better off.
Right. And so tell me about your background. I know that you have been doing martial arts for over 12 years and body work, but tell me a little bit about where you came from.
Well, my original background was actually in business. However, that was another life. I was actually owned a computer company at the time when I suffered a severe knee injury. And at the time, I was also involved in martial arts. And one of my main goals was to get back to compete again after my knee injury. And what happened was my knee dislocated. It happened as a result of a skiing accident, and I was a little stubborn at the time, and I decided after the initial injury, which I fell and I heard a pop, I felt a pop in my knee, and it was extremely painful. The knee swelled up, and I thought, well, I'll just go home and rest, and then it'll be fine. Well, the pop came another three times. I ended up partially tearing the ligament in my knee a series of four times, and at that fourth time, I had completely tore through the ligament, the ACL, the anterior cruciate ligament, for those that are familiar, in my left knee. And then I went to the doctor. Well, the doctor looked at what was going on in my knee, and he said, well, we can have an MRI. However, for all intents and purposes, the ligament isn't there. He was an orthopedic sports doctor for the University of Louisville sports teams. And I decided I was going to schedule my surgery, had the surgery a month later, and did the physical therapy, which was 2 to 3 months after the surgery. Now, my thinking was that the pain goes away when the ligament is repaired. Well, that wasn't the case. It was 3 months out from the surgery, and I was still having lots of pain in my knee, lots of swelling in my knee, and I had to wear this big titanium knee brace. And it was just an agonizing, excruciating experience, just very frustrating. I never knew what I was going to do that was going to injure my knee or how that was going to affect the rest of my body, because the tension just doesn't get isolated in the knee. So that really started my journey at that point towards figuring out how I can get over what was going on in my knee, the injury, the stress, the trauma that was stuck in my nervous system as a result of the knee injury and the subsequent surgery.
Right, okay. It's interesting because in my nutrition practice, I do a lot of stress level testing. So I check people's circadian rhythm, and I can tell how much stress their body's under. And people are under so much stress and tension right now. And it affects every area of your body. It affects how you heal. You hold that tension in your body. And so is that kind of what you're talking about here, the tension and the stress that we have, that we hold in our body?
Absolutely. We have both the sympathetic and parasympathetic aspects of our nervous system. In the sympathetic, which is our stress response, the fight, flight, or freeze. And that's what we experience most often when we talk about stress. That's what we think about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and relax, I have to eat. And when we're stuck with that constant high level of stress, we're stuck in that stress response, that sympathetic aspect of our nervous system that doesn't allow us to heal. It makes it very difficult for us to get the rest we need in order for our body to regenerate like it would like to.
Right, okay. So before we get into more of the what, because I want to get into all the nitty-gritty about the details and what this all means, and we'll break down what these words are that you're using that people might not be familiar with, but for you, what was the next step on your journey? Because I'm really intrigued. You wanted to find another source. You wanted to find another option. And then how did you stumble upon this path?
Well, it was a very long, slow process, and I had lots of pitfalls because there was no one there to go to really say this is the way to get your knee out of pain. From the doctor's perspective, they did a great job. They repaired the ligament in the knee, and from a physical therapy standpoint, they got my left leg as strong as my right leg. However, that is their paradigm. That is their understanding of how to repair the body. And like I said, they did a great job. However, it was kind of my way of looking to see how I was able to actively do things. And I found 5 significant points that it takes for the body to get over the stress and tension that gets stuck in, the knee as a result of an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get to those. That's more the what, and I want to keep on track here. My journey, I went to a lot of different modalities of body work, holistic healing. I tried chiropractic and massage and Rolfing, a lot of the deep tissue stuff. as well as on the lighter side, which was the hands-on healing, healing touch, prayer, Reiki, those types of modalities of body work. And all of those were great and wonderful, and they did a good job for a short period of time. However, it wasn't lasting. It didn't last for an extended period of time. Until I ended up in one workshop that talked about taking the body to comfort, the concept and principle of comfort with the body. And this was very intriguing to me because most of the time it's no pain, no gain, push through it, taking your body, we get a measurement of difference by putting the body into discomfort. And this approach was all taking the body to comfort, which I thought was brilliant. It's like, who to thunk?
Right. Mm-hmm. Very counterintuitive.
Yeah, and in the idea that what you focus on expands, that quantum physics, the laws of attraction, that when we focus on comfort, it creates more comfort. And in doing so, a lot of the stress and tension that was stuck in my knee as well as the rest of my nervous system was able to be resolved.
Wow. I mean, pretty much everyone can benefit from this. I mean, I know your book is about knee pain, but, I mean, really, just about everyone has some area of their body that's ailing them that they could use this for. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. You can't isolate one part of the body without taking into consideration every other part of your body.
Right. So now let's get into the what. So kind of going over what we're going to talk about, some of the terminology maybe is that we're not familiar with. Like I heard you talk about the nervous system and the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. So can you tell us again what the difference is between the two so that we're really clear?
Sure. Your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems, both are kind of intertwined. We function in both of those on a daily basis. And it's the sympathetic nervous system is the fight, flight, or freeze. That's where a car swerves at us on the road and the body tenses up, the heart rate goes up, the blood pressure increases, the pupils expand, everything goes on full alert. And the digestion slows down as a result of that. And everything is designed in the body to go to protect it from being injured further or to prepare it to run or flee a situation. That's the sympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is the other part of our nervous system that lets us know, okay, the danger's gone, it's okay now, we can rest, we can kick back on the couch and sit and watch TV and get something to eat, and we're more comfortable. And these are the two aspects of our nervous system.
I think it's really important. A lot of this stuff sounds like technical jargon, and you're like, well, why do I need to know this? But this makes the difference. Understanding this, if you're in fight or flight, so understanding, am I in my parasympathetic or am I in my sympathetic state right now, is one of the keys to not only living without pain, but losing weight, getting out of anxiety. I mean, it helps so many other areas of your life, too. So really, one of the keys and the missing pieces of the puzzle, if I'm understanding you correctly, stop me if I'm speaking too much for you, Bill, but is really understanding this. Like, am I in my parasympathetic? Am I in my sympathetic? And understanding that it's two separate states and way of being and states that your body is in and getting to know that.
Absolutely. A good indicator as to what state you're in is how patient you are. If someone says something to you and you're immediately flying off the handle, you're upset, you're getting into arguments, you're in the sympathetic aspect of your nervous system.
I like that. That it's a really great way to tell.
And the parasympathetic nervous system is kind of like someone says something to you and you're just kind of like, huh, they must be having a bad day. You know, that kind of is a real good gauge on where you're at in terms of your sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system being amped up.
That's wonderful. So are there any other than understanding whether or not you're in the parasympathetic and the sympathetic, and I know in a second we're going to go into some of the hows, and you can give us some tips on how to actually get out of knee pain. What are some other things that you need to know before we get to the how? What are some other of the kind of what things that we need to know about knee pain?
Well, there are, there's, I believe, five key components that contribute to knee pain in the body. And one is lack of water. The second is nutrition, and I know you really get into a lot as far as the nutrition, so you're probably going to be a better professional on this than I would be. The third, the fourth, and the fifth, the third is exercise, and it's proper exercise, where you're working on the tendon and ligament strength within the knee joint itself, and this is very, very important. The fourth is stretching, and the fifth is breathing. And I know you probably cover a lot as far as water and nutrition, so I'm going to leave that, kind of skim over that because I know that's your area of expertise. However, the points that I would like to talk about is the strengthening of the tendons and ligaments within the knee joint. And that's a huge part because most of your physical therapy that's out there focuses on muscular strength. And there's a huge difference between muscular strength and tendon strength. Now, tendons connect your muscles to your bones. And when you do an exercise, if you're not doing that exercise for more than 7 seconds, and after 7 seconds, your muscles fatigue. At that point, you're left to work with your tendons and ligaments. Now, how would you know if you're strengthening your tendons and your ligaments? If you've ever done an exercise, at the point where your muscles start to shake, it's like your body starts to shake because now you're really fatigued, mm-hmm. That's when you're working on your tendons and ligaments. And that is a huge piece that I don't see anyone talking about in terms of knee pain.
So I just want to recap what you mentioned before we go on, make sure everybody's caught up. So there are five different areas that you need to balance all five of them to be able to get out of knee pain. So a lot of people just focus on one, or actually out of the five that you have here, people usually don't focus on any of these. But number one is water, has to having proper water intake. Number two,
yes,
is nutrition, which I work with people all the time with joint pain, but I don't work on the other ones for water and nutrition like you mentioned, but I don't specialize in the other ones, so which is why I refer them to your book and to your website. So number two is proper nutrition for getting out of knee pain. The third is proper exercise. I like that you said proper, because it's not just doing exercise, there's very specific exercises that are going to help you get out of knee pain. And this is different from working with a physical therapist, because they're working on muscle strength and you're talking about tendon strength. So that's what
correct
we mean by proper. And then number four is stretching, which most people don't do enough of or the right kind of stretching. And so we're talking about stretching specifically for knee pain. And number five is breathing. At the end of the call, we may have time, or the end of this segment, we may have time for calls. So if you want to call in with a question, and this is only a half an hour long program, so make sure you call in soon. The number is 646-915-8100. So now going back to what you were talking about with the tendons, you're right, this is something that's new that I haven't heard of. You're right, physical therapy, and I've gone through physical therapy before. They're working on muscle strength, they're not working on tendon strength. And you're saying that this is one of the keys to getting out of knee pain.
Correct. You see, most of exercises that people or anyone who's going through physical therapy will see out there is that they're going to do many reps. And what happens is reps allow the muscles to rest. And it's not fatiguing the muscles in a way that gets to the tendons and the ligaments within the joint. The key is to do one exercise for more than 7 seconds. And when I mean more than 7 seconds, I'm talking about probably closer to a minute. And a great example of this is a squat. If you just do reps with a squat, if people are doing squats, if you do, you know, one rep, it takes maybe a half a second to go down and a half a second to go up. You're just doing the muscles, and what happens is it doesn't allow the tendons and the ligaments to get strong. And if you notice how a cat moves, a cat is very smooth and fluid how it moves, and they're primarily tendons and ligament strength that a cat has. And when you only work on muscles, your movement will feel very choppy and stiff, not very fluid. When you begin to develop the tendon strength, you can control the movement. There's a much different way a person moves when they have strong tendons than when they have just strong muscles.
Got it. And so give us a recap again. What does that look like when you're exercising? What are like the key points that you know that you're doing the tendon strengthening instead of just the muscle strengthening?
When you're doing an exercise for longer than 7 seconds.
Okay.
That's the key component. Whenever you do any leg exercise, you would want to have one rep last longer than 7 seconds.
Okay, good. That helps me because I was trying to understand. I thought when you said one exercise, I thought you meant like doing an exercise like all of the reps have to equal to 7 seconds. But you're meaning one rep, okay, I'm going to write that down, has to last for longer than 7 seconds. Okay.
I go through a lot of those exercises in my book. The website is nomorekneepain.com.
Mm-hmm. And the name of your book is Stop Your Knee Pain Now, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
So in your book you go through the exercises, how to do the exercises, how many seconds to do the exercises for, because I know that's really specific, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Okay, perfect.
I have exercises in the book for, you know, people who have, you know, severe knee injuries that they can only do a little bit, and then others who have, you know, it's been longer and they have more time to heal, that they can do more advanced exercises that will work with them in all stages.
Okay, got it. So pretty much anyone that has knee pain can use this book, right? If you have severe knee pain, or maybe it's just a little bit of pain and it's not as frequent, and it tells you where to start and what your level is that you're going to be starting at, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So just to recap, so we have the 5 different areas to focus on, which are covered in Bill's book. And then for your reps, when you're doing an exercise for your knee, you want to focus on each rep being at least 7 seconds or longer. Now, you also mentioned about breathing and about how breathing can help relieve stress and tension that is stuck in your system. So can you explain a little bit more about that, or how we would go about doing that? I know you cover this in your book as well, but what's like a brief overview?
Absolutely. When we were talking about the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems, and the sympathetic nervous system is when we're in that fight, flight, or freeze response, we can begin to actively override the nervous system by actively breathing when we're doing those exercises, like I was talking about before, longer than 7 seconds. And the breathing that I talk about in my book as well is in through your nose and out through your mouth. And the more difficult the exercise is, or when you're in pain getting up from a chair or getting up from the floor or whatever the case is, when you begin to actively breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and the more difficult it is, the faster you breathe, you kind of hijack your nervous system for a bit, and you switch from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic nervous system, actively relaxing the tension that's going on and building up as a result of the pain you're feeling.
Got it. So this is something that you want to do during exercise or all the time?
You want to do it most during the exercise. Of course, we want to breathe all the time. If we don't breathe, we die. So there's that point. However, the more you become aware of your breath, the more you will realize that there are times when we hold our breath unknowingly. We're typing at a keyboard, and it's a stressful email we're typing, and I'll find myself with my shoulders around my ears holding my breath. And
yeah, I can relate to that.
To bring that more to the forefront into your conscious awareness that you are holding your breath, the more you can actively begin to breathe and relax the tension that's building up in your body as a result of your knee pain.
Got it. Great.
So,
we have a couple minutes left, so I just want to, do you want to recap for us kind of some of the key points?
Sure. The there's five key components that I go over in my book regarding knee pain. And the first one is water. The second one is nutrition. The third one is exercise. The fourth one is stretching. And the fifth one is breathing. And these are very easy, simple, easy to do things that you, it doesn't take a lot of money, it doesn't take a lot of time to get in and begin to heal your own knee pain without drugs and without surgery.
I really like the two tips that you gave us too. So these are things that you can take right now and put into action. And of course, it is the holistic approach. So I want to make clear that you can't just take these two things, and if you don't see results, if the knee pain doesn't go away, don't be disappointed, because you have to really incorporate all five at the same time. But something you can do right away is when you do your knee exercises, to strengthen, concentrate on strengthening the tendons instead of just the muscles. And to do that, you want to do each rep for at least 7 seconds. And the next is, while you're exercising and all the time, practice breathing more in through your nose as opposed to breathing in through your mouth. So breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, which helps to release tension throughout your whole body and put you more into a parasympathetic state, which will release tension in your whole body, but especially in your knee. So, Bill, for people to find you, if people have more questions, and I know people are going to be interested in your book, so your book is Stop Your Knee Pain Now, and you said
yes.
Your website is nomorekneepain.com.
Correct.
Great. Anything else? Any closing notes?
I also, just to let everyone know, I do one-on-one coaching, and I do working with individuals, working with people individually to coach them through whatever they're experiencing as far as their knee pain.
Great. And so to find you, is there a phone number, or do they just go to your website?
They can actually Google the Knee Pain Guru.
Okay, great. So thank you so much for joining us. This is Rose Cole from Wellness with Rose Radio, and I'm doing a charity fundraiser this Thursday. It's a free teleclass all about anti-aging, and you can find information about that at wellnesswithrose.com/anti-aging. It's a $75 virtual class that I'm doing to raise money for the CARE charity. So make sure to check that out, wellnesswithrose.com/anti-aging. Thanks for joining us, Bill, and make sure to go check out his book and his website, and I will see you next time on wellnesswithroseradio.com. Bye, Bill.
Thanks, Rose. Bye-bye.